program, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we told you a disturbing story, yet another in a unending series of disturbing stories in regards to children being kidnapped. Not by scary men in vans down by the river, but no, instead by bureaucrats calling themselves Child Protective Services. See, they want to protect your child from being raised in the way that you think is best. If you make a decision about raising your kids that's different from what the bureaucrats say is appropriate, they're going to come in and take your kids from you. And that's what they did to a man who had taken his son out to a baseball game. You know, dad and son going out to the baseball game, kind of a quintessential American thing to do.
He's a dangerous man.
Yeah. Yep. He bought a hard lemonade for his son, had no idea it was alcoholic, and gave it to him anyway. And I don't care if he did know it was alcoholic.
I think that parents should be teaching their children about alcohol. The fact is, it's an important part of life.
Right.
People drink alcohol. You know, you may like it, you may dislike it. I personally am just fine with alcohol. I drink beer. I'm not mm-hmm. much of a hard liquor guy.
Didn't you and your mom go out last night for some drinks?
My mom and I went out last night. I had, I think, three beers.
How about that?
Three of them in a row.
Is she driving?
It was over a period of time.
I see.
But either way.
What is the appropriate beers per hour that one can, one per hour?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
To supposedly stay under the, that you can metabolize one beer per hour, and then supposedly two beers will keep you under, is about what it is for an 180-pound guy to be at, blood alcohol level. So if I was there for 1 hour, drank three beers in 1 hour, supposedly I'd still be under the limit.
Got it.
I was there for much more than that.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, raising kids the way you want to raise them, you should be free to make mistakes with your kids. I mean, people make mistakes all the time with kids, and the appropriate punishment is not to take their children from them and then take them to some scary government boarding house or a foster home with around a bunch of strangers they've never met before and snatch them away from the parents, but yet that's what happens over and over again in this country.
You know, when you look at this instance, what's worse for the child? What's going to cause them longer psychological effects? Mm. The drinking... Okay, everybody here, except for the security guard, did not know that this lemonade was alcoholic, and I totally believe that. You could drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade and not know that it was alcoholic.
It's pretty concealed. It's hard to tell.
And they're tasty little beverages.
Yeah.
I happen to have known that it was alcoholic from the commercials I saw or something like that, but I can totally see how this guy wouldn't.
Right.
It looks like lemonade.
So what's worse?
What's worse, the lemonade or going to the foster home for 2 days or whatever this kid was separated from
his
parents?
Right. I mean, it seems like an easy choice to me. I mean, when you just say it like, well, he went to the foster home for 2 days, well, he was forcibly separated from his father. I can only imagine what that scene was like, where dad's trying to say whatever it is he can say to convince the bureaucrats to not steal his child from them. At the same time, they're saying, come with me, son. You're going to have to come with me. And he's holding on to dad's hand, and they pull him away from his father, and he's crying and yelling, and everything's going to be fine. Just come with us. We have to take you away from your dad. Why? Why are you taking me from my father? Well, he's a bad man. He gave you a Mike's Hard Lemonade. But that was a really tasty drink. Well, we think he's a bad man, and we're going to take you from him. I mean, how do you even talk to a kid that you've just stolen from his father?
I don't know.
What is that like?
I hope the security guard that reported this is happy, by the way. this little, the wannabe
tyrant.
Cop, yeah. The petty dictator that he is.
I wish someone out there would be able to explain this to me. Maybe you've been in this situation. Maybe you used to work in one of these bureaucracies. You've seen this stuff happen. Maybe you were stolen from your parents by bureaucrats when you were younger. Give us some insight into these people's mindset. How can you just take what was the conversation like between the bureaucrat and, I mean, he left with the CPS bureaucrat, right? Presumably?
Yeah.
Because the cops were going to take him to jail.
The two CPS came with a police officer.
Right.
And then they took the child, I believe, from the home.
From the home?
From the home.
I thought it happened at the baseball stadium.
The incident happened at the baseball stadium, but I believe they came to the home, and they probably got some information at the baseball stadium.
He probably told them who he was.
Sure he was. He's a good law-abiding citizen.
You know what? That's probably what the problem was. He probably told, was it a cop that accosted him at the stadium? Or did they come later? The cop come later to the house?
I'd have to look back here and try to piece it all together. But
well, you certainly, you know what? You don't. As far as I'm concerned, no one has still corrected me on this. No one has said there's some obligation to tell these bureaucrats who you are. I would say keep your damn mouth shut.
People do. You know, they ask and people tell them.
Yeah, as soon as that security guard comes up and starts harassing you, oh, you don't want my business? Well, I'm not coming back. Let's go, son. Get out of there.
Well,
get out.
Who would have ever imagined for a second
you'd go to get your kids
that this was
going to
happen?
Well, I don't know. I guess not very many people, because not very many people are really aware of what CPS is all
an
about.
An hour later, I guess, Rate was being interviewed by a Detroit police officer at Children's Hospital, where the physician in the co-marital
They took him from the park to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. So they snatched him right then and there. Then.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Just so sad. Now, I mean, if you just sit there and you just watch this happen, you go, well, it's not happening to my kids, and I wouldn't do that to my kids, so therefore I'll
be okay.
But
what do you do? What does the average person do about this circumstance? I mean, it's disgusting, but what do you do?
Stop paying the government. And other people have to stop, too. Because this is crazy.
It is that.
This is being done, if you're paying the government, and I pay property taxes here in New Hampshire, if this happened in New Hampshire, it'd be being done in my name. And I don't want that done in my name. That's awful. But it gets going to get worse, you know. I mean, when CPS started, they weren't doing these things, I'm sure.
Yeah, it
progressively.
Every government program gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
And you can believe that over time, it will, really, listen to me, people, over time, the CPS will come and get your kids if you give them too many hamburgers.
Smoke a cigarette in the car.
If you absolutely. You can believe that if the child gets too many Snickers bars in a given week, they'll come and take them away.
Well, in many places.
You're poisoning this child.
In many places, like.
We have an obesity epidemic in this country.
In New Jersey, for instance, there is a law that says you cannot smoke a cigarette with a child in the car. And so that's, if it's against the law, then that could give CPS enough reason right there. Well, you violated the law. You're not abiding by our laws, and so therefore we can take the kids from you. And so the more laws they pass, the more excuses CPS is going to have to step in on whoever they want, steal their kids from them. And speaking of New Jersey, get ready. According to CBS, WCBSTV.com, the sputtering economy has caused an increase in prices of many staples, including gasoline, rice, ice cream, and even beer. Now some lawmakers in New Jersey are considering taking food taxes a step further and installing a proverbial sin tax on fast food. Yes, the idea of marking up your favorite fast food burger or pack of fries is actually being tossed around and is not settling well with many residents. According to Newark resident Miriam Robertson, she says, they're taxing everything. Now you're going to tax fast food? That's crazy, she said. But, well, you're probably going to pay it, aren't you, Miriam? I mean, you may think it's crazy and may be pretty outrageous to you, but you're going to keep going out to eat, right? Keep paying. You're going to pay the taxes to the business guys. They're going to keep paying the taxes. Businessman's not going to put his butt on the line to make a stand for freedom. Certainly not in New Jersey. Added Livingston resident Tina Abrahamian, she says, no one wants to be taxed. I mean, it's a necessity to eat, and people need to eat, and with everything skyrocketing, that's the last thing we want to tax. The thought of taxing a Big Mac or Wendy's burger came up at a New Jersey Hospital Association meeting, where Governor John Corzine was asked if it could be an option to help fund struggling hospitals.
it's always some really great thing. You know, we're going to just use it to fund the hospitals. But do you think for a second that if they need this money for their little junkets or whatever it is that they want to do, that they won't come in and get the money?
Mm.
They spend the money on whatever they want to spend the money on, and
sure.
The new hospitals that take care of children with no arms and no legs is a lie, people. And the fact is, you know, I had a friend who was going through some very tough financial times, and one of the ways she fed herself and her daughter were those $1 cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
Wow. 800-25...
You're starving the children with this damn tax, you bureaucrats!
1-800-259-9231. More on the food tax, the fast food tax being proposed in New Jersey, and you can better believe that if it happens in New Jersey, it'll happen somewhere else, and then it'll happen somewhere else, and then maybe it'll happen where you live. So pay attention. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
10 Anderson for Midas, May 1st, 2008, gold 853.70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 878.93, 433.05 for half, 216.53 for quarter. That's 878.93, 433.05, 216.53. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sable CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. PorkFest.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as PorkFest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at PorkFest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, as well as learn how Free State Project movers, early movers, are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at PorkFest.com. That's PorkFest.com. Looking forward to PorkFest. It's going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the campgrounds, actually, for three nights this year. Last year we did one night. It was so much fun.
It's going to be awesome.
We came back for three this time. So looking forward to seeing many of you out there, and it is going to be a good time. So PorkFest.com. Back to the story here from WCBSTV.com in New Jersey. There apparently was a hospital association meeting where the governor was asked if a sin tax, as they're calling it, would be helpful to fund struggling hospitals in the state. He reportedly called it a constructive suggestion.
Of course he did.
It says here the bureaucrats are claiming that the governor is open to reasonable solutions to help solve our financing problems, but there are no plans for any fast food tax. State senator said that the tax on fast food is a tax on the poor, and plenty of residents agree. One of the residents in Newark said it costs $12.86 for fries and this little chicken wrap, and they want to tax that? You're serious? If they raise it, I'll stop buying it. Still, some say taxing fast food isn't such a bad idea. One resident said, I think this country's gone too much in the direction of fast and unhealthy food.
See,
and
this person wants to control what you eat.
Let me finish the statement here. She says, and if people are taxed, they may terminate that and turn toward more healthy foods.
She just wants to control what you eat.
Yeah, well,
just another little tyrant.
Yeah, look, Maureen, there are fast food places you can go that sell healthier fare. In fact, because of consumer demand for healthier fare, even McDonald's started offering salads.
They got salads.
So what are you talking about? I mean, if they wanted the healthy food, they could buy it. Are you telling me that Americans are just so weak and so pathetic that they roll up to a fast food ordering window, and even though they know they should order the salad, they just can't help it? But they order hamburger after hamburger after hamburger every single time, and all we have to do is levy a little tax here. And so are they going to levy it only on the burgers? Are they going to only tax some fast food and leave the salads alone? I doubt that. They'll probably tax everything, but either way, you're saying that people can't control themselves,
and
right?
Therefore,
we should regulate the food you can buy in the supermarket, because if you take away fast food, unhealthy fast food, you can still buy unhealthy things in the supermarket, and then you're getting into the world of, well, who gets to decide what's healthy for you and what's not, and we're getting into a world of madness.
Well, and the other thing is we hear different things all the time about what's good for you. Eggs are good for you.
Yeah.
Eggs are bad
now
for
bad,
you.
Now they're good.
Eggs are good for you again. Milk is good for you. Milk is bad for
sunlight's
you.
Good.
Milk is good
sunlight's
for you
bad.
Again.
Right.
Yeah, sunlight's good. Sunlight's bad. You know, and for anemic people, red meat is good. For everybody else, red meat is bad. Mm. Meat is poison. You know, you just hear all these different things.
Right.
You hear this conflicting stuff. Who are the legislators to tell you what the best thing for you to eat is?
Well, they would be your superiors, I guess.
I guess they are.
Your masters. And I don't know about you, but I'm not so interested in that deal.
I'm certainly not.
First of all, I didn't elect them. And secondly, even if I had, I did not elect them to do those things to my life. But number one, I didn't elect them.
Right. So few of the people that I've voted for, in fact, have been elected.
I did not choose to allow those people to make decisions for me, for my life. Maybe they're a better decision. I don't know. Maybe they are. But it's none of their damn business what I choose for myself and my family. Some families love to go eat out at fast food, and as a result, well, they put on a little bit of weight for it.
So what? It's their body.
Yeah, it's the price you pay. And if you want to go down this road, Maureen Felix of West Orange, New Jersey. West Orange, for whatever reason, doesn't sound quite the same as Newark. I don't know. I don't know anything about New Jersey. Maybe they're right next door to one another. But she almost sounds like the upper crust from some gated neighborhood or something like that. Though the control freaks come from all shapes and sizes.
You know, when I think about the 99-cent double cheeseburger that they have at McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about?
I'll take your word for it. I don't go to McDonald's.
There's a 99-cent double cheeseburger.
The only time I go is when I'm with you.
Yeah. And the it has to be the I'm just making a guess here. It has to be the cheapest per calorie food that you can get. Certainly prepared food out there.
Okay.
Because it's high in calories. And, you know, when you're starving to death, you're homeless, you're dying. Calories are what you need to sustain life. This is an easy way to get those calories. McDonald's is providing a service for people.
Yeah, and it's a voluntary service. No one's forced to walk through their doors, and no one's forced to purchase their products, and they're certainly not forced to purchase their more unhealthy products. But people like this control freak, they want to be able to decide for everybody else what they can put in their bodies, and it's just so disturbing that people, they'll sit there and they'll complain about it, but they don't know what to do. These poor folks in New Jersey are saying things like, no one wants to be taxed. That's crazy. You're going to tax fast food? That's crazy. Now they're taxing everything. And you know what? They are. They're taxing pretty much everything, and they're not going to stop either. You think they're going to just cut it off after this, put the food tax in place, and then say, all right, we funded the hospitals. Looks like the schools are funded over there. It looks, hey, everything's A-OK now. We're done. Finally, you know, we're in a recession here, folks. We're going to stop adding taxes. In fact, we're going to, you know what? We've added a fast food tax. We're going to take away a couple taxes just to really help you guys out. I mean, come on. Does anybody really think the government people are going to do that in their lifetime?
They're absolutely not going to do that.
No, of course not. And they're certainly not going to do it in New Jersey. If it's going to happen anywhere, it'll be here in New Hampshire. Even that, I question.
I would question it also.
So 1-800-259-9231 allows you to chime in here and comment. Maybe you disagree with us. Maybe you think you know what's best for people in America, what they should be eating, and you want to tell us what that should be, or paint your picture for us. Give us your grand scheme of exactly how you'd like to control industry. Control the food products and services industry, and you should be able to wield your power over them. They're doing bad things, aren't they? They're tempting people with tasty, delicious, all beef patties.
They're like
tomatoes.
The devil. They're like the serpent from on the quince tree.
That's right. This is sin. This is a religious problem too. We're teaching gluttony in America. I mean, where are the churches when you need them? They should be behind this effort. It's madness.
It's absolute madness.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We will go here to the... Well, let's see. Let's talk about government conditions in military hospitals. Because if you think that... Maybe we should put the government in charge of food. That might solve the problem,
because they're doing
right?
so well at their, in their VA hospitals.
Right, right. So, you know, if the government knows what we should eat, maybe they should just provide it. Because when they provide plumbing to the soldiers in the barracks at Fort Bragg, apparently, well, there are a few problems with it. I don't know if you've heard about this story, Mark, but they stumbled again across some just reprehensible conditions that these soldiers are living in. Apparently at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. We'll tell you a little bit about that here in moments. 800-259-9231. One father of a soldier said he was disgusted by the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation.
It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is George Weicker-Sperry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcasts 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com. InnerKnobs.com, 800-259-9231, continuing the story here from the Associated Press. Seems like these stories come out from time to time about the just dismal conditions that the soldiers of this country are treated to when they return here or when they're staying here or when they're done with their tour and they're being taken care of, supposedly by the Veterans Administration, whatever the circumstances are. If it involves the military and taking care of their own, which is what they, that's what the big, one of the big promises of the military
sure.
is. You come up, join here, and, you know, if you live through the whole thing, we'll take care of you for the rest of your life. Well, apparently they don't really guarantee quality. Army officials said Tuesday they're inspecting every barracks building worldwide to see whether plumbing and other problems reveal that Fort Bragg in North Carolina are widespread.
That's the home of the 82nd Airborne.
Which is interesting because someone here in Keene just joined the 82nd Airborne, apparently. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Brigadier General Dennis Rogers, who's responsible for maintaining barracks throughout the Army, told reporters at the Pentagon that most inspections were done last weekend, but he hadn't seen the final results. While not providing specifics about problems discovered during the weekend inspections, he indicated some deficiencies were corrected. In cases where extensive repairs are deemed necessary, soldiers in that housing would be moved elsewhere until the fixes are completed. He said it was too soon to know whether the Fort Bragg problem was an isolated incident. He acknowledged the revelations from a video shot by a father of an 82nd Airborne Division soldier showing poor conditions such as mold inside the barracks, peeling interior paint, and a bathroom drain plugged with sewage. The soldier's father said he was disgusted by the conditions that greeted his son and the rest of the unit that returned after a 15-month tour of duty in Afghanistan.
You're the one who let the government take care of your child.
Well, his son made his own decision.
Yeah, he could be as young as 17 when he did it. But you know, in a lot of cases, this is a familial thing.
True,
you know,
dad did it, grandpa did it.
You know, people are raised to think that the government is a good thing, and you know that the military is a good thing. My mom told me, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, just go in the military; they'll take care of you.
Jeez.
This is how they'll take care of you.
Yeah, they'll put you in the way of a bullet, and if you manage to survive, then you get treated like this.
You get tetanus or some kind of hepatitis in the shower.
Says here, according to the bureaucrat, we let our soldiers down, and that's not like us. We let our soldiers down. That's not how we want America's sons and daughters to live. There's no good excuse for what happened. Well, that may be true. There may be no good excuse for what happened because those conditions are just... I mean, they're worse than what you would see in any homeless shelter. So there is no excuse, but there is an explanation. And allow me to give that explanation to you for a moment, in case you've never heard it before, in case you're shocked and appalled that how dare you read this story about the military? This is a great organization, and it's dedicated to their soldiers, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime isolated incident. This will never happen again.
Well, it happened. It just happened less than a year ago at the
hospital.
I can't remember which one that is.
The hospital, wasn't it the Maryland area?
Yeah, it was the main military hospital. I can't remember what it's called offhand.
Embarrassing and dismal, sick conditions there, disgusting conditions there, too. And, of course, back then it was, oh, we're going to investigate this. Don't worry. We're going to check this out. And what did we say would happen at that time, Mark? Oh, yeah, they're going to make a big deal about looking into it. And maybe they will clean up part of the actual area, at least the part that the reporters can access. And then it'll get shoved under the rug and everyone will forget about it. And here it is happening again, different location. Same organization. This is your military for you, the one that you support these
people
with your tax
dollars.
This
is what they do.
Yeah. So here's the explanation as to why. They may really care about their soldiers. They might. I'm sure there's some of them that really do.
I'm sure that there are some employees in the government that do really care about the soldiers, but largely they don't. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sending them off to get killed.
Well, there's that. But we're just talking about the conditions they have to live in when they come home. You wouldn't think it'd be a big deal to keep the bathroom clean. I mean, you hire a maid, the government certainly got a janitorial staff, the government certainly has enough money to hire a janitorial staff, so you have to ask yourself, how does the ball
They're
get dropped?
They're in the army, they are the janitorial staff.
Well, how does the ball get dropped like this? Well, there's no real incentive for them to do anything right. There's no incentive for them to do anything efficiently. There's no incentive for them to do their jobs well. There's no incentive to get the job done in any decent amount of time at any decent cost. There is no incentive like that because there's no competing organization. It's not like this is a crew of mercenaries that's been hired by some private agency to go and do something around the world. It's the one and only U.S. military. There's no other military out there to compete with it and say, hey, join our organization and you can pee in a clean toilet when you're back home. You can take a shower without, you know, having to worry about inhaling mold while you're in that process or possibly stepping in some raw sewage while you're trying to get yourself clean. There's no one out there to offer these things to the men in the military.
And it's a damn shame.
So what you the men and women. So what you end up having is the government because it's immune from any sort of persecution or prosecution on these issues, the government can sit there and say, come on in, we're going to take care of you for the rest of your life, we're going to send you to college, you're going to be fine, we're going to put you in the, oh, we're not going to send you on the front lines, no problem. Oh, what's that? You've got a criminal history? You're untrustworthy? Well, no problem, we're going to let you in too. They'll just let anybody in, and they'll tell them whatever they can tell them to get in there. We've had plenty of people tell us over the years that they were promised one thing by the military, and they got something completely different. They were promised they wouldn't see action, but they did. They were promised they'd get money for college, but it turns out there was some extra stipulations that were difficult as hell.
And
yeah, that weren't necessarily revealed up front about that whole deal. They were promised to be taken care of after they were done with their service, that the Veterans Administration was going to take care of their medical needs. But it turns out that the VA doctors don't really care about their patients because, well, they don't have a financial incentive like a regular doctor does. With a regular doctor, you can go somewhere else. You can get service from another doctor if you don't like doctor
and
number one.
You could sue the doctor, whereas a doctor in the employ of the U.S. military has sovereign immunity. Now, you can sue the military, but the doctor's safe.
There. It turns out that some of the doctors, some veterans have alleged they're trying to kill the veterans because they get paid whether or not they see anybody every day. They get paid a paycheck because they work for the military, not because they're helping people, not because they're doing a good job. And I'm sure there are some of them that care.
But they're not incentivized properly.
Right. So there's your explanation for why the bathrooms aren't clean at Fort Bragg, for why people are showering in disgusting, just crap can conditions. But that's okay. It doesn't bother the military. All they have to do is put out a press release, put one of their spokes bureaucrats out there, and he'll say things like this: we let our soldiers down, and that's not like us. That's not how we want America's sons and daughters to live. There's no good excuse for what happened. We're going to immediately inspect every single barracks across the world to make sure this isn't happening there. Don't worry, we've got it under control. It's not like, we're not sure what the conditions of our barracks are like, so we have to inspect them all to make sure that they're all okay. And trust us, Americans, we're going to be on the ball next time. But isn't that what FEMA says every single time there's a disaster? Don't they say, oh, well, we made a big mistake. We shouldn't have locked all these people in the convention center together. What were we thinking? We should have let people actually deliver water to the starving and thirsty masses. But no, we decided not to. You know, we made a mistake. Sure, some people died. You can't hold us responsible for that.
Trust us next time, though.
But, yeah, we're just going to reorganize our organization. We've got a new bureaucrat coming in. He's a new guy. He's trustworthy. He's going to help us out. He's going to reorganize things, and everything's going to be A-OK next time. Just keep paying your taxes, okay? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever since our last ad. Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Only moments remain here, just enough time for your call if you make it now. But go to freetalklive.com and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a cut, a percentage of your purchase. You've got to buy stuff to live. You've got to buy stuff to entertain yourself with, books, movies, furniture, baby stuff, sporting goods, you name it. 41 categories to shop in. Load up your shopping cart and feel good because you're getting a great deal, probably getting free Super Saver shipping. That's on a whole lot of items. And you're helping Free Talk Live out all at the same time. It's win-win for everybody. It's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Mark, let's go to the email box here. I believe you have something to share.
Yep, I got one. It's Sam was talking about his experiences in Texas traffic court the other night. And, Kerry writes in. Josh, that called in from Texas last night, was typical, but he wasn't exactly explained thoroughly how hypocritical this system really is. I got a speeding ticket in the school zone last summer. I was driving, get this, 23 miles per hour in a 20-mile-per-hour school zone. Furthermore, the school zone continues past the school for a good half mile. You've seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Good half mile. At approximately 3 car lengths from the school zone end, I began to accelerate a little, as did all the other cars surrounding me.
Mm-hmm.
The cop was sitting in some guy's driveway, so the other drivers couldn't see him standing there with the laser. He picked me out because I was in the right lane.
Damn
so
it.
My ticket was around $130. When I did get to the courthouse to see about paying it, she told me that if I paid an extra $30 or so, they wouldn't submit it to my insurance company.
Wow, that's extortion, isn't it?
What is the alleged point of traffic cops and tickets and traffic laws? Don't all the bureaucrats yammer on and on about the safety of the general public on the highways? I think this is garbage talk anyway, because people drive the way they're going to drive, laws or no. But here is Texas telling me that we'll just keep this quiet if it gives us more money. I even asked the girl there, so this is hush money, actually. Of course, Miss $10 an hour looked at me as if I'd asked her to explain the theory of relativity or as if I'd just had three eyes.
Huh.
I haven't listened
She didn't understand, huh?
Yeah, she... What are you talking about?
I'm just following the rules. I don't know what that means.
Extortion? What are you talking about? We're the government. We can't possibly be extorting you.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't obvious up front that it was extortion just in the first place, that, you know, the idea that you get fined for doing things on the road they don't necessarily like, that's... If that wasn't obviously enough extortion, this makes it really clear.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the rest of the show yet, so maybe you guys are picking up on that little bit of mafia-style law enforcement. But that would be a good example to spotlight what thugs these people really are and how they couldn't care less about anyone's safety. It's all about the dimes.
Yep. He nailed it.
Yep, she.
She did. Sorry about that.
I'm going to make an assumption that's so.
It's another one of those other names that sometimes is male and female.
Right. Sounds like insurance fraud to me. I mean,
you mean on the part of the state?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the insurance company going to do?
Nothing.
Sue the state?
Ever.
They can't touch the state.
Nothing.
The state
ever.
Owns them. The state allows them to do business within their jurisdiction, and so therefore they're immune. Yep, it's just a gang. 800-259-9231. Do you have another email, Mark, or should we talk about more soldier stuff? I got more soldier stuff.
Go ahead. You're ready. I'm not.
Okay, Associated Press in Junction City, Kansas. Like hundreds of young men joining the Army in recent years, Jeremy Hall professes a desire to serve his country while it fights terrorism. You know, he's bought into the whole deal.
Sure.
SPC Jeremy Hall, I guess that's specialist. Specialist Jeremy Hall says the pressure to believe in God is so strong that I was ashamed to say I was an atheist. The short and soft-spoken specialist is at the center of a legal controversy. He's filed a lawsuit alleging that he's been harassed and his constitutional rights have been violated because he doesn't believe in God. The suit names Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He says, I'm not in it for cash. I want no one else to go through what I went through. Known as the atheist guy, Hall has been called immoral, a devil worshiper. You know what? That's got to be my favorite one. Do these Christians really not get it?
Well,
I mean, are they that ignorant?
No, a devil worshiper, but many of them, they can claim, basically, you know, there's a statement, you know, in the Bible that essentially says something to the effect of, you're either with me or against me.
Oh, boy, that.
And so, therefore, if you're not a Christian, a professing Christian, you are working for the devil.
Gotcha.
Therefore, you and I are working for the devil. Nonsense.
Just,
crazy talk.
It says here...
It's kind of crap that divides people, not unites them.
Says he's been called immoral, a devil worshiper, and just as severe to some soldiers, gay, none of which he says is true. Hall even drove fellow soldiers to church in Iraq and paused while they prayed before meals. He says, I see a name and rank and United States flag on their shoulder, and that's what I believe everyone else should see. He, who is 23, was raised in a Protestant family in North Carolina, dropped out of school. It wasn't until he joined the Army that he began questioning religion, eventually deciding he couldn't follow any faith. But he feared how that would look to other soldiers. He says, I was ashamed to say that I was an atheist. It eventually came out in Iraq in 2007 when he was in a firefight. Hall was a gunner on a Humvee, which took several bullets in its protective shield. Afterward, his commander asked whether he believed in God, said Hall. He said, no, but I believe in plexiglass. The issue came to a head when, according to Hall, a superior officer threatened to bring charges against him for trying to hold a meeting of atheists in Iraq. Apparently, the particular officer denied Hall's allegations. Hall said he had had enough, but feared that he wouldn't get support from his superiors. He turned to Mike Weinstein and the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Weinstein is the foundation's president and a graduate of the Air Force Academy. He has sued the Air Force for acts he said illegally imposed Christianity on students at the academy, though the case was dismissed. He calls Hall a hero. Said the average American doesn't have enough intestinal fortitude to tell someone to shut up if they're talking in a movie theater. You know how hard it is to take on your chain of command? This isn't the shift manager at KFC. Hall was in Qatar when the lawsuit was filed September 18th. Yeah, certainly if you plan on advancing in bureaucracy, you cannot do anything to offend your superiors. You've got to suck up to them and... You know, play the politics game, and if your superiors find out that you believe different from they do, well, you ain't going nowhere, son. That's why Brad Jardis, one of the cops here in New Hampshire, the one on-duty police officer who's a member of law enforcement prohibition, he's been punished. He's been punished by the police for his belief system. And you better believe the same thing happens in the military. That's why he's saying you can't go after the chain of command. Hall was in Qatar when the lawsuit was filed and other soldiers learned of it. He then said he feared for his own safety. Once, a group of soldiers followed him, harassing him, but no one did anything to make it stop. The Army told him it couldn't protect him and sent him back to Fort Riley. He resumed duties with a military police battalion, and he believes that his promotion to sergeant has been blocked because of his lawsuit. But he's a team leader responsible for two junior enlisted soldiers. No one with Fort Riley, the Army, or that Defense Department would comment about Hall or the lawsuit. Each issued statements saying the discrimination will not be tolerated, regardless of race, religion, or gender. But it seems like it is. It's being quietly tolerated because no one's doing anything about it. A spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Defense says the department respects the rights of others to their own religious beliefs, including the right to hold no beliefs. Well, just because you respect that doesn't mean the jackballs on the ground in Iraq, the big galoots, doesn't mean they respect it. Doesn't mean that this guy's not going to get beaten up or maybe even harmed in some way, even worse than that, left somewhere. Who knows what they'll do to him? I mean, if they're harassing him and following him around and calling him names, I mean, what's the next step?
They should give him the opportunity to quit.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that.
They should. Because I really don't care. Other than that, as far as I'm concerned, I just don't care that much. I mean, the only problem here is that the guy has to stay.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think that would this be a problem if it was a private employer?
Nope. He can go wherever he wanted to go.
Yep. So really, the problem is that he can't leave. That they have this indentured servitude contract that they put together that they wouldn't allow any private organization to come up with. Other than that, as far as I'm concerned, if there's an inhospitable working environment, what the hell is the government going to do about it? They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. They can't deliver the mail on time. Mm-hmm. These people are not going to be capable of controlling their own soldiers, who are, you know, some kind of hyped up on Jesus. I'm going to beat up that right. Crazy atheist.
What kind of Christianity is that anyway? I mean, Mark, you went to a Christian school. I also spent a number of years in the Presbyterian church. What kind of Christianity is it where you harass and make fun of people that believe different from you? Is that what Jesus would do?
No, it's absolutely not.
Would he poke fun and follow around and stalk and threaten people that didn't agree with his viewpoint?
But people, you know, like to label other people, and they like to have divisions, and
like to feel superior.
They like to exclude people from their peer groups, and mm-hmm. and they like to pick on the people that are weak. I mean, that's certainly not uncommon.
And
certainly for somebody who's would join a career where violence is part of the job description.
Right, and no one's running to the aid of the atheist here to stand up for him and say, hey, you shouldn't do that. He's fighting this battle all pretty much alone. Poor guy. Anyway, just figured I'd share that story with you. Yet another reason not to join the military. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll join you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Does your